I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, a love story set on a Cape Cod miniature golf course. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Since we last spoke, Roger Federer won his record 8th Wimbledon men's singles title. Throughout the tournament, he didn't lose a single set. Did he have an easy draw, or is this guy pretty good?
This guy is pretty good. This was a magnificent, magnificent performance. Somewhere on the internet, you can find a mashup of his 20 best shots. All of them are inhuman. I'm sure there are 20 more you could put up there. I mean, this is his 8th title, which means he's won it more than anybody else. And I don't know where you put him on the list except at the top.
Former MLB commissioner and before that Milwaukee Brewers owner Bud Selig will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Collusion. I'm sorry, the Baseball Hall of Fame next weekend. Based on how much attention he's still paying to the team that he used to own, maybe he should go in as a fan.
I feel bad for Mark Arnazio, who currently owns the Brewers, because apparently Selig is an impossible nudge.
He calls him a couple of times a day. Yeah, how come you traded that guy?
Yeah, well, that's apparently, according to Arnazio, is the problem. It's all this guy and that guy. Selig doesn't have any idea who he means. How come the Cubs let that guy go?
The Houston Astros are so far ahead of the rest of the teams in the American League West that they've had to figure out ways to avoid boredom and amuse themselves, Charlie. And I understand Carlos Beltran came up with a pretty good one this week.
This is really good. I mean, this gets Carlos Beltran a lot of points. He conducted, along with his teammates, a ceremonial burial of his gloves since he really doesn't play in the field anymore. They wore black shirts, and apparently the catcher, Brian McCann, was the guy who officiated. So
little
good
tombstone
for them.
They're
a little tombstone in center field, yeah.
The NHL free agency period is ongoing, and 45-year-old Jaromir Jagr is still without a team. 16 goals and 30 assists last season for the Florida Panthers. He could still help somebody.
Hire the guy. What is holding these people back? I mean, there are teams that could use 16. You know, he's a perfectly adequate second or third line player at this point.
This week, Julian Edelman, who plays for the New England Patriots, received an apology from his college English teacher. What, the professor realized he'd given Edelman a B- instead of a B on his final paper?
No, he made the mistake of scoffing at Edelman's plans to go to the NFL. And good for him for sending a letter and saying, this is the way it goes. And Edelman tweeted it out, and apparently they're pals again.
The British Open is being contested this weekend.
No, Bill, please, the Open Championship. We do not call it the British Open anymore because we are all imperial snobs. Go on, continue.
Oh, well, speak for yourself. In any case, there's a tournament over there in the UK.
Yeah.
It's happening this weekend. Mark O'Meara was the winner of the 1998 Open. He had the honor of kicking off the tournament with the first tee shot. And
He hit it to Wales, I think, actually.
Or in that direction.
Yeah,
anyway.
He hit it way, way out of bounds. And as he said, his day was toast and most people hadn't had their breakfast yet.
You know what they call what his score was on that first hole?
What did he score?
Tour? An 8.
A snowman.
A snowman.
Yes.
Exactly. I didn't know that till fairly recently.
Oh, I knew that years ago.
That's good, because you probably got a lot of 8s.
I know the snowman very well.
We learned this week that O.J. Simpson...
No, do we have to?
No, we don't. I don't. Let's go right by it. The U.S. men's soccer team has come in for some criticism during the Gold Cup tournament, even though they've won as often as they've had to in order to advance. Perhaps the men on the U.S. team should get credit just for enduring, Charlie. In Wednesday night's game against El Salvador, they were victims of at least one bite, maybe two, and a nipple tweak. Wait, what?
Well, is that like code for something FIFA does to accept a bribe?
No,
because I assume that that's...
This is literal, and if you watch the video, you will be astonished.
Why would you bite a dude?
Well, why would you tweak his nipple?
Well, and the answer you could be attracted to him.
No, the answer was in order to try to provoke him to shove you down on the ground and hence get a red card. And it didn't work because
that's
the ref
kind
was...
kind of a lame way to provoke somebody.
You
just
think.
Shove him,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or, you know, bite him.
It was very silly. Finally, Charlie,
oh, man.
The customary way to measure the popularity of a politician is, of course, a poll. But that doesn't mean there isn't room for less scientific ways to gauge the popularity of, say, a sitting governor who catches a foul pop-up at a baseball game and then gives the ball to a little kid. So how did New Jersey's Chris Christie do on that metric the other night?
He got booed to within an inch of his life.
He gave the ball to a kid.
You want to see a living demonstration of what an 81% disapproval rating looks like? Giving the ball to a kid and getting booed is probably it.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week as well here on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.